Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Vav says that although it's forbidden to take a full body hot bath or shower on Shabbat, even with water that was heated from before Shabbat, however, the rabbis did not make a gezerah against going to the Tiberias hot springs. That's a natural body of heated water. One would be able to go bathe there. That's in halakha bet. In halakha gimal, the Shulchan Aruch has two opinions. When they allowed Hamet Tiberia, some opinion says, the first opinion says they only allowed it in open area. But if it's in a closed area, like under a roof, where they roof the pool, so it'll be a problem. What should be the problem? Because the rabbis made another decree that it's forbidden to sweat on Shabbat. To go intentionally sweat is forbidden. So if you go into that room of Hamet Tiberia that's under a roof, inevitably the person's going to sweat. And that's another issue that Maran talks about in Seif Yud Bet. So that's why one would not be allowed to go into Hamet Tiberia on the roof. The second opinion of Maran writes, Yesh Omnim, that it doesn't make a difference. The logic of that is that it's true the rabbis made a gezerah against sweating on Shabbat, but only in places that it's forbidden to bathe. And since I'm allowed to bathe in Hamet Tiberia, they didn't make a gezerah against sweating, so therefore it's mutar. Chabad Vadya Alav Shalom rules, in this case, lenient, like the second yesh, because it's yesh v'yesh, halakha k'yesh batra. And therefore he says that we have a rule where the rabbis did not make a decree against bathing, sweating is mutar. Now where does this come into practical halakha? Practical halakha is a person has the chills and he wants to, on Shabbat, and he wants to sweat it out. His body's cold. So he wants to take water that was heated from before Shabbat and stick his feet in the water, in the hot water. And when he sticks his feet in the hot water, his body will get warmed up and he'll sweat. Oh, we said the rabbis made a gezerah against sweating. However, since when it comes to this, there's no issue to bathe your feet on Shabbat because the rabbis allowed bathing body parts on Shabbat. You can't bathe your whole body, but you could bathe your feet. So the rule would be where they didn't make a gezerah against bathing, they didn't make a gezerah against sweating. So therefore, the halakha lemaaseh, the rab was matir for a person to stick his feet on Shabbat into hot water, even if his intention is to sweat, because since there's no gezerah on bathing your feet on Shabbat, you're allowed to bathe body parts. So therefore, you're allowed to, with water that was heated from before Shabbat, so it'll be permissible to sweat. And he says, don't tell me that it's going to be asur because of medicinal, because you're not allowed to do medicine on Shabbat. He says, because even healthy people stick their feet in hot water also, so therefore it's not evident that you're doing it for, you know, healing purposes. So therefore, from the bathing standpoint, it's mutar. From the sweating standpoint, it's mutar. And from the medicinal standpoint, it's mutar as well.